This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Minister Khadga urges India to prepare DPR of Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project at the earliest. Cascade District Court extends leader Rabilami Chane's custody by 10 days for investigation into his alleged role in misappropriation of cooperative funds. Reconstruction of double circuit 132 kV Kabeli Corridor transmission line completes, and election day voting begins in US with leader Trump and Harris neck and neck in polls. Now the news in detail. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadga has urged his Indian counterpart to begin a final touch to detailed project report of Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project at the earliest. In a meeting with Indian Union Minister for Jal Shakti C.R. Patil today in New Delhi, of Indian Minister Khadga discussed various relevant issues, including the earliest implementation of the Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project. Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project is a binational hydropower project to be developed in Mahakali River bordering Nepal and India. According to Minister Khadga's secretariat, they also discussed matters including collaboration for disaster risk reduction, development of human resources, and matters of mutual interest and common concerns. During the meeting, Minister Khadga expressed his gratitude towards the Government of India for timely completion of the canal stretching from Tankapur in Nepal to India border. Indian Minister Patil responded in affirmation regarding accelerating the process of DPR of the Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project. Likewise, Energy Minister Khadga met with President of International Solar Alliance ISA and New and Renewable Energy Minister of India Prahlad Venkatesh Joshi. During the meeting held in New Delhi, India earlier today, matters related to collaboration for sustainable development, minimization of climate change induced effects and clean energy transition in the future were discussed. The minister called for support for the development of 1,000 megawatt floating solar on the surface of the reservoir of Budhi Gandaki hydropower project. During the meeting, ISA president and Indian counterpart Joshi said the ISA fund would provide financial assistance for the development of solar projects in Nepal. Reconstruction of the double circuit 132 kV Kabeli Corridor transmission line has been completed. Floods in the Maikola River damaged four towers of the transmission line at Dhodrebesi, ward number 1 and 7 of my municipality in Ilam on the 28th of September. Nepal Electricity Authority and 20 private sector hydroelectricity projects feeding power to the Kabeli Corridor transmission line jointly carried out the reconstruction. The transmission line came into operation from 4:30 p.m. yesterday after the reconstruction. The District Court in Kaski has extended police custody for Rabilami Chane, president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, by an additional 10 days to continue investigation into his alleged involvement in cooperative fund misappropriation. Lami Chane was initially arrested on the 18th of October on the charges. According to the court's information officer, Suraj Adhikari, it is the third extension of Lami Chane's custody, which began on the 31st of October, although his previous detention period ended on the 30th of October. He was presented in court today following the reopening of the court after the Tihar festival holidays. The Chhath festival is being celebrated as per religious tradition and much fanfare starting from today. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. It is observed for 4 days from Kartik Shukla Chaturthi to Kartik Shukla Saptami as per the lunar calendar. It is usually falls between mid-October and mid-November in the Gregorian calendar. The sun, considered as the god of energy and of the life force, is worshipped during the Chhat festival to promote well-being, prosperity and progress. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has fallen ill. According to the Prime Minister's personal secretariat, the Prime Minister is suffering from common fever and taking a rest today at his official residence in Balwatar. The Prime Minister is not having any meetings or events except for urgent ones. Former President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Dr. Suresh Prasad Acharya, has been recommended for the position of Chief Commissioner of the National Information Commission. A meeting of the Recommendation Committee, chaired by Speaker Devraj Khemire today, recommended Acharya to the post of Chief Commissioner of the National Information Commission. Similarly, the committee also recommended former chairperson of Press Chowdhury Nepal, Gagan Bishta, and former secretary Durga Bhandari as information commissioners. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Election Day voting has begun in the United States, with leaders Donald Trump and Kamala Harris vying to become the next president. According to BBC, the winner of the election is not necessarily the person who gets the most votes from the public. Instead, U.S. presidential candidates compete to win contests held across the U.S. 50 states plus the District of Columbia. Each state or territory runs its own election and then sends a designated number of electors, which is roughly based on its population size, to vote in the Electoral College. There are a total of 538 votes up for grabs. The winner is the candidate that gets 270 or more. Leader Harris has advocated for abortion rights and pledged to lower food and housing costs for working families. Leader Trump has vowed to seal the border and has proposed tax cuts worth trillions. The Israeli military attack in Gaza has killed dozens of people, mainly in the northern area. According to Al Jazeera, at least 33 people were killed in air raids across the enclave, including 20 in the northern town of Beit Lahia, 4 in Gaza City, 6 in central areas and 3 in southern Khan Yunis on late Monday. Itzaba, the director of nursing at Kamal Adwan Hospital in the northern part of the Palestinian territory, said Israeli jets and quadcopter drones hit the children's ward of the facility, injuring medics and patients. It is said the upper floors were damaged and some of the children and newborn babies were injured. It was the second day that the hospital came under Israeli fire. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kochi province, along with hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kochi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Energy Minister Deepak Khadka urges India to prepare DPR of Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project at the earliest. Kaski District Court extends leader Rabi Lami Chani's custody by 10 days for investigation into his alleged role in misappropriation of cooperatives' funds. Reconstruction of Double Circuit 132 KV Kaveli Corridor transmission lines completes. And Election Day voting begins in US, with leader Trump and Harris neck and neck in polls. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.